It is 7 a.m., and you are listening to BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. This is your voice of the resistance, Steve Fox, broadcasting from the Citadel of Liberty inside the Republic of California, telling the entire nation, including all of my brothers and sisters behind the lines, hey, America, it's time to wake the F up.
make 30 a mandatory retirement age. And we're going to set up rehabilitation camps.
Citizens will report to them after 5 years.
In groovy surroundings, we're going to psych them all out on LSD, babies.
BFF.FM.
Yes, indeed, it's fun time, fun time.
BFF.FM. Beastie Boys, Sure Shot, right here on another edition of Wake the F Up. Steve Fox hanging with you on another Saturday morning right here on BFF.FM. And it is just about primary day here in California, and I know we're one of the last. And I want to make sure that everybody in my state who is eligible to vote gets out there and votes and brings someone with you. It's the most important thing we can do for this republic is get out there and vote, because we, as a nation, are in desperate straits. A tyrannical president who is only being held in check by the writings of our founding fathers. The most important thing you can do is vote. How many times can I say it? How many times can I go there? Register, babies, and get to the polls. Rockaway Beach. BFF.FM.
One, two, three, four. We'll be right back. just like a zombie. And I see you move real slow.
FF.FM. Fox, hanging with you this morning. That is correct. Right here on Wake the F Up, it's Gnaw. Brand new music. Proud Mary. Straight out of New York City. Yes, indeed. Music to get high to. Hey, listen. There's a lot going on. And we've got a lot of work to do if we're ever going to gain the Republic back. But what you need to remember is that there are facts, well-established facts. And if any Trumpite out there tells you exactly what they think about the Robert Mueller investigation, throw these facts at them and then just walk away, because arguing with them ain't going to get you anywhere. Let them know that these are established. Russian interests systematically interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election beginning as far back as 2014. Number two, this interference involved senior intelligence officials and business leaders close to Putin and was approved of and directed by him. Russians working to interfere in the election is number three, posing as U.S. actors had extensive ongoing contact with up to 100 unwitting state and local Trump campaign workers and Republican activists. Four, the specific targeting of some of this manipulation indicates access to sophisticated election data analytics. Five, there is an unusual density of business and personal contacts with Russian interests among key people in Trump's campaign and/or administration. Six, the actions of several Trump confidants in connection with Russia involve things that are illegal, either in initial commission or subsequent denial. Number seven, despite denials and disavowals, Trump has years worthy of history of praising Putin and seeking contact with him. Eight, despite denials and disavowals, Trump has also understood that the Russian interests working to interfere in the election actively cultivated and sought to make use of contacts with his Trump-connected individuals. Number 10, despite prior denials and disavowals, people involved with the Trump campaign were talking about Russian connections all the way back in 2015. Number 11, in at least two cases, the ongoing correspondence of George Papadopoulos with Russian representatives and campaign officials from March 2016 forward, and the arrangement of June 2016 meeting in Trump Tower between Trump's son-in-law, campaign manager with Russian representatives, some Trump campaign officials reacted positively to the potential offer of information from Russian sources. And number 12, Trump administration officials, including the guy who sits in the White House, have taken multiple actions to discourage the progress of the investigation. Facts matter. BFF.fm, best frequencies forever. Democracy does die in the dark, but we're shining 100-watt amp of destruction on it.
Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. Buried in another disastrous poll for Donald Trump, this one from ABC News and The Washington Post, buried behind those two organizations' idea of the headline, namely that a year since his election, 65% of Americans believe Trump has accomplished little, buried is one heartbreaking, earth-shaking statistic. While his support from his red meat hallucinatory base is collapsing, it's down by 18 points among all conservatives, down by 15 points among working class white women, down by 13 points among independents, by 12 among men, by 11 among whites. Even with the ground beneath him transforming into quicksand, ABC and the Post found that of those who say they voted for Trump, 91% say they would still support him. That is heartbreaking. It's not heartbreaking that it's that high. It's not heartbreaking that only 9% can't say they would still support him. It's heartbreaking that those 9% who would no longer support him could not have been convinced of the reality that lay ahead before they voted a year ago right now. That seemingly tiny number, 9% who would not vote for Trump today, would have been enough to prevent this, to prevent the greatest tragedy in American history. A year ago in Wisconsin, Donald Trump got 1,405,284 votes, and Hillary Clinton got 1,382,536 votes. Reduce his vote total by 9%. Give none of his votes to Clinton. Just imagine they voted for Stein or Johnson or Castle or McMullen or Moorhead or De La Fuente, or they stayed home. And Trump gets just 1,278,808 votes. Trump loses Wisconsin by nearly 104,000. A year ago in Michigan, Donald Trump got 2,279,543 votes. And Hillary Clinton got 2,268,839 votes. Reduce his vote total by 9%. Give none of his votes to Clinton. Just imagine they voted for Stein or Johnson or Castle or McMullen or Soltysik, or they stayed home. And Trump gets just 2,074,384 votes. Trump loses Michigan by more than 194,000. A year ago in Pennsylvania, Donald Trump got 2,970,733 votes. And Hillary Clinton got 2,926,441 votes. Reduce his total by 9%. Give none of his votes to Clinton. Just imagine they voted for Stein or Johnson or Castle, or they stayed home, and Trump gets just 2,703,367 votes. Trump loses Pennsylvania by more than 223,000. And a year ago in Florida, Donald Trump got 4,617,886 votes, and Hillary Clinton got 4,504,975. Reduce his vote total by 9%. Give none of his votes to Clinton. Just imagine they voted for Stein or Johnson or Castle or De La Fuente, or they stayed home, and Trump gets just 4,202,276 votes. Trump loses Florida by nearly 303,000 votes. The math is inescapable. Wisconsin was worth 10. Michigan was worth 16 Electoral College votes to Trump. Pennsylvania, 20. Florida, 29. If the tiny number, 9% of Trump voters who would not support him today, had a year ago known better or reasoned better or voted in an election not swayed or sabotaged or colluded against or stolen by another country, if they had not voted for him, those 75 Electoral College votes would have gone to Hillary Clinton, and she would have been elected president by a vote of 307 to Trump's 233. No nightmare. No national tragedy, no jeopardizing of every freedom we have. And of course, the reality is, it's even just a little worse than that. Cut Trump's vote by 9% nationwide, and he loses Arizona, and he loses North Carolina, and he even loses one of the 5 electoral votes in Nebraska. And the final tally in the Electoral College is Clinton 334. Trump 204, a larger margin, 2 votes more than Obama got against Romney. And these people who have put this monster in office and will, if not stopped, ruin this country, would have scurried back into their sewers, and we would be America again. But, As sad as this one seemingly insignificant, overlooked poll number might be, consider the upside. If those 9% of Trump voters knew then what they know now, we would have a different president. Well, they know now, don't they? And with them, let us get ourselves a different president. Resist. Remove. Peace. My book based on these commentaries is available now online and at booksellers. 7 weeks to Christmas. Just saying. I've got a bad, bad feeling. It stems from an old ghost love.
It's Fitz. You're going to be in a great mood all day because you're going to be slapping your troubles away. Here's a potato. One slap, but you add a mushroom. 4 or 5 seconds, it's done. This thing, stop having a boring life. Put it here like this. Now you're going to have a nice, and you're going to love this.
BFF.FM.
This time of year, it should have been frozen. There should be solid pack ice here. And there should have been a polar bear migration about several...
With his mouth sewn shut in front of St. Petersburg's Kazan Cathedral.
I made my android from between my robot mother's legs. Creator had aged it for billions of years just so I could be tested and pulped and rotted. There were far too many robots for a ball that size, and when children starving and suing, crashed and killed, the robots went on reproducing. They were programmed to fuck all the time.
Worthwhile. That's what they should do. day. Another opportunity to do no harm. The undisputed champion of a life that's not worth living. We are all to blame. We are all. I sank deep into the potion. Still got no idea where I'm heading. You kept me inside as our house floated away. I only saw the water and the flowers on the railing. Outside buildings, the people working. Buildings that people live in. Buildings that people grieve in. Some people give in. We prey on fixed in the young things, glazed eyes gazing. Soap teeth suckling, small change, nothing. Raised by strangers, raised by brazen polish, cradle snatchers. Take them to dogs, a broken the hopeless, with a faded interest in their well-being. Will be me, naturally, I'm against it all. You fucking buried my head in a red brick wall. For my health, for my health, for my health. My favorite pet. If there was a telephone wire in sight, it'd be wrapped around my neck. A punch in a tree to me.
are easily satisfied in general and with everything.
BFF.FM. Brat from Post-War Glamour Girls. Love that band. Love that band. Steve Fox here, just for another couple of minutes on your Saturday. Wake the F up. You know, play a lot of rock, talk a lot of shop, make sure that we get information out to you in the bits and pieces that I can on this Saturday morning. But it's really up to you. It's really up to you to be informed. It's not Fox's job. It's not a news station's job. It's not a newspaper's job. We can put facts and opinions out there, but you need to form them into rational thought and think about what's best for the whole and vote. Until next time, stand up, fight back, never give up. We're another day closer to victory, folks. Resist. Fox out. Good luck.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't. And this time, legal.
All right, Lunger. Let's do it.
I'm your huckleberry.
BFF.FM.